Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening to you one and all, wherever you may be. This is me, it's Andrew D, and you're listening to Spiritual Awakenings, as you heard on the intro there. Now, this week, guys, is a little bit different for us because I've got a wonderful guest here tonight with me, a fellow medium, spiritualist Maria McKay, and I'll be chatting to Maria in a minute, but I've asked Maria to join me. Because sometimes it's nice to have a bit of change, it's nice to freshen the show up, and it's nice just to get a different energy into the show, and for somebody different to see how they work, to feel how they work, and to give you, the listeners, a chance to listen to somebody else apart from me. So we've got a few people in the chat room tonight. I know Maria can't see this just yet, but we can always sort that at a later date. I just want to say hello there to Paul Walker Spirit, Nathaniel, and I know he's calling in shortly. And is it Magit? I will just say hello to you all there, guys. So good evening to you. Okay, so what we've got lined up for the show tonight? Well, first thing first, how do you contact us? I know one or two of you have phoned in already, or you'd like to phone in, but there's a number of ways of getting hold of us. And the first way is you can go to call this number. It's 760-283-4611. Now, that is if you are in the States. If that's if you're stateside, it is toll-free, and you can call 760-283-4611, and that is for your free reading tonight. But also, if you're in the UK, you can phone that number, and it's simply a case of putting 001 in front of it. Same number again, 760-283-4611. Now, the cheapest way, the free way to call in and to get your free reading is via Skype. Now, if you don't know how to connect to us via Skype and you're listening to the show, then I'm going to assume either you've been to my website or you've gone to Blog Talk Radio and you have clicked the link there. And next to the number for the US, you will see the small Skype symbol. Simply click it, chat to Ken, not Mike. Ken's our producer tonight. He will take your details and then you will be able to book your free reading and come onto the phones very, very shortly. Okay, now, without further ado, what's the show all about tonight? Now, I know we've got a few new listeners in tonight, and I know we've got a few new people in the chat room, and it's exactly as it says there. So, sorry, Maria, could you just mute your mic for 1 second, please? There's a bit of interference.
Yeah, you're good.
Thank you. Sorry about that, guys, but it's a... Thanks, Maria. Cheers. Right, what have we got, guys? It's a mediumship show. I'm a medium. I love to work with spirit. I connect with the world of spirit. You never know what any of them are going to bring through from us, through to us. And most importantly as well, and the most fantastic thing about it is that sometimes we get people come through and you might not even know who they are, but they know who you are. You might even be able to take the message as well. And sometimes, you know, I've had people go away and come back and say, I couldn't take it at the time. I accepted it, but I went away and did a bit of digging around, and I spoke to family members, and they were able to confirm some of the names, some of the incidents, some of the information. So we've also got to think about the big picture here, guys, and the big picture, and then work with that as well. Okay, so I think without further ado, Marie, are you there?
I certainly am, Andrew. Good evening to you.
Yeah. How's that croaky cough of yours, Maria? Okay?
It's a little bit sore. My daughter's been off school today with tonsillitis, and I feel as though I'm going the same way. But I'm sure my spirit guides will give me all the energy I need for the show tonight. So.
Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah. Okay, then. So, Maria, do you know, we've never actually physically met, have we? But we sort of worked through the TV together over here and a few other bits and bobs, but that's about it. So, Maria, I mean, for those guys who, and even for my benefit, how did you get started in this line of work?
Right, well, since I can remember, I've always been aware of spirit, and I've always had kind of psychic intuitions and premonitions and that kind of a thing, probably similar to yourself, really.
Yeah.
And then I got through sort of 14, 15 years old and started to know things were going to happen big time, which was quite scary at that point in my life because you don't really know yourself at that age. And I started doing like sort of readings for my friends, and they used to go around telling everybody I was telepathic. I wish. But then I suppose when I was in my mid-20s, so going back about 15 years or so, I got my tarot cards and I started going to different circles, meditation groups, doing various little courses and such like. And I've been doing it ever since. It's a real kind of pleasure and a privilege to work for spirit and with spirit. Yeah. To help others, and eventually I ended up, like yourself, doing television, the odd bit of radio. I have to say, this is the first radio show that I've done for quite a few years, so I am actually really looking forward to this evening and seeing how it works.
Ah, right, okay then. Well, don't be afraid now. I mean, if I may say so, you've got the easy bit in some respects, but you're here for support for me, because what I found when I started working with Mike, and I started going on Mike's show, and then I took over his show, that's this slot now. Mm-hmm. And what you find is that when you're a guest on somebody's show, you can sort of do your reading and go, that's it. But you're sort of mentally trying to keep track of the time as the show host, keep track mm-hmm. of the time, keep track of the guests. You know, you lose a guest, you get one back, and you're constantly aware of the speed of the show. So even though Ken's producing, you're sort of working hand in glove there as well. So, mm-hmm. And it's nice to have somebody else to chat to as well. So, right then, I asked you about your name before, and you told me it's going to be changing soon. So, what's that all about?
Right. Okay. Well, the good news is that last week, myself and my partner got engaged.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. So I'm actually over the moon at the moment and buzzing on a high, and I've got a beautiful pink ruby engagement ring. So, and that really, I never saw that coming, but I tell you what, Sarah May did and Jeanette Coombe did.
Oh, brilliant.
So it is McKay at the moment, but at some point in hopefully not the too distant future, it's going to be Plummer.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, so I take it Mr. Plummer's just as happy then, is he?
I believe so. I hope so, yeah.
He hasn't told you yet then, okay. Right. So you're in charge, Maria. You tell him he is happy and he knows about it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's listening tonight, so...
Oh, fantastic. Great stuff. Well, we've got a few people lined up for the phones, but we won't be going to the phone lines just yet, Maria. But what we will do... I'll just give people a brief outline of the show. If you phone in, guys, Maria or I will try to connect with your loved ones. Now, somebody once said to me, you can never sort of guarantee who's going to come through, or you can't force them to come through. And do you know what? I'm going to sit on the fence on this one. And if you don't understand that, because I know there's some people who might not understand that saying, I'm not truly haven't made my mind up about that, because... There was a lady I was talking to in New York one time, and she said, yep, I want to talk to my mama. And I said, right, okay. And she said, yeah, you get her down here right now. And her mother was there as loud as, as clear as day. And I just gave her one tiny bit of evidence. She said, that's my mum. And that's all she wanted. So it can work. Guys, please send your thoughts up for your family and your friends if you want them to come through. We can't guarantee they will. But I tell you what, Maria, I was doing a reading for a family one time, and it was the grandmother, and she wanted her husband to come through, and he would not move. He wasn't even there for me. I had her dad, I had a brother. I told them all about the family, and she said, I'm not happy with this at all. She said, I want my husband, and he would not show up. And the granddaughter came in, and lo and behold, this gentleman appears, and I gave all this evidence, and she said, that's my grandfather, the other lady's husband. And I said, he wouldn't come through for your grandmother. I said, no. And I said to her, as God's my judge, he said he's just having a bit of peace and quiet. And she said, that's what we said when he passed away, because he was henpecked when he was here on earth. And he would not come through, and she'd spent quite a bit of money going to various mediums, and he would not come through. Mm. So spirit, they will come through if they want to, guys, so don't be disappointed if they don't. And I've had many occasions when you know, people have wanted certain relatives to come through and they haven't. But other relatives have had come through that they haven't wanted to come through, but they've been happy with the message. So it's bizarre the way it works. And spirit know exactly what's going on, and they know, you know, what we need rather than what we want. So without further ado, I know we've got two songs lined up tonight by our producer Ken. Haven't got a clue which, I know which ones I chose, but I haven't got a clue which ones are going to be played first. So Ken, I will leave it in your capable hands. Take it away, Ken, whatever song it may be. Thanks very much. And Daddy have fallen for a monster. He's got a black heart. Well, whoever that may be, wherever that may be, I'll leave that with you. I chose that song the other night, and the next one I've got up later is Heather Small from M People. What have you done? No, not what have you done to me, Lazy? I can't remember. We'll play it later anyway. Do you know what's amazing? I had that song in my head. I thought I'll mention it, and now I can't even remember the name of the song. And I know why, because I've got a gentleman with me at the moment who's edging to come through, and this gentleman tells me that he was a little bit forgetful towards the end of his life. So, but we will come to that in a minute. Right, Ken just told me what the song is. Right, Maria, are you there with us?
I certainly am.
Right, okay then. What we're going to do, Maria... we're going to go to the phones in a second, but just for the people who haven't been introduced to you yet, but how do you work, and what's the best way that you work?
Okie dokie. Well, I always use, well, pretty much always use my tarot cards, and I've also got some angel cards. Now, the reason that I use these is because they help me to focus initially. Okay, and they give me some indications, and I work with my spirit guides, and they kind of tell me how to interpret the cards, because each one's got hundreds of different meanings, and it depends on the surrounding cards and, you know, what sort of clairsentient feelings you're getting and what you're hearing and being told and shown. So I do quite often start off with my Rider-Waite tarots, and then I'll kind of move on to angels and a bit of mediumship. You know, it's funny what you were saying earlier on about mediumship, and you know, I always say to clients when they call me for a reading, I say, there's not a medium on this planet that can guarantee you a connection with a certain person. You know, we can only do what we can do. But I always advise people, whenever they've booked a reading with any medium, is if there is somebody they want to connect with, is to get a photograph of that person, say a grandparent or whatever. Make eye contact with that photograph, because it's like a pathway to the soul, to the spirit, and ask them, say, you know, I've got a reading book for 6 o'clock on Friday with a medium. Please, if you can, will you come and talk to me, and, you know, let me know you're okay. And, you know, quite often that works, Andrew. It gives, you know, gives spirit a little bit of time to kind of prepare themselves to come down a little bit, you know, to our level. That's,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's what I always say. So, and that's how I work. So I can't guarantee, guys, that, you know, I'm going to get your husband or anybody else. But what I will do is I will always be honest with you. I won't jazz it up to make it sound better, and I won't doom and gloom it to make it sound worse. I will just give you exactly what I get.
Well, fantastic. Thanks for that, Maria. And do you know what? I've never heard that before. I just say to people, oh, send your thoughts out. And I suppose, you know, it's a bit like the way the cards are a tool. It's like you said, it's a little bit of symbology, or a little bit, you know, it's pretty much the same thing, but it's sending your thoughts up, and it's a mental, you know, connection for yourself as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what? I was, before my accident yesterday, which I won't bore everybody with, but I was over in North Wales, and I promised that this lovely group of people over there that will go and do a church service for them, and it really was nice. But it was amazing, because sometimes you get so many different types of people in churches, young, old, you know, whatever, but a lot of these people had retired to this area, so it was a totally different type of service, because virtually everyone was, I would say, a retirement age, and so it was a totally different energy to work with, and it was quite educational. But there was one lady, her mother and her mother-in-law were vying for attention, and they were like that in life. I said, I've got these two ladies, and I could not split them up. At the minute I got one bit of evidence off one, the other one would jump in, and I said, I just can't separate them. She said, that's how they were in real life. He said, it was all about competition and being noticed. And it was a bit, so guys, if you're listening in, spirit do not change. Just because they're a certain way on the earth plane doesn't mean to say they've suddenly changed because they've gone up there. And this lady come up and said, you couldn't separate them, because that's exactly how they were when they're alive. And she said, I was always splitting them up. So without further ado, because I know Nathaniel has been waiting for us some time. Good evening, Nathaniel. Are you there? Hello, Nathaniel.
Hi.
How are you tonight, Nathaniel? Okay?
Pretty good.
Okay, thanks for ringing in, Nathaniel. And I heard you call in earlier on. I know you're over in California, so... okay. Maria, don't down us just yet. So we need to get to the end of the show.
Okay, I was coughing.
It's okay. Right, okay, Nathaniel. So were you just looking for a general reading tonight? Were you just looking for somebody to see who comes through, see who connects? Because what I'd like to do is whoever comes through, see if we hit the right area of your life that you're looking for, you know, some guidance on, and then take it from there. Is that okay with you?
Bingo, that'll be great.
Okay, let's see what we get. Let's see where we're going. Now, Nathaniel, earlier on, I was... I know this can happen as well. We've had spirit come through the call afterwards as well, so, but I will do my best with this gentleman. I've got a gentleman with me at the moment, Nathaniel, and he is, as he overshadows me, he actually does feel like quite a large gentleman. And when I was talking, I couldn't remember the name of the next song earlier on that we're going to play later. And he just made me aware. He said, And already he was making himself known to me. And I felt with this gentleman that before he passed away, he was starting to get a little bit forgetful. And he's making me aware as well that he's just said to me that he did have a dementia. But what he's making me aware of, this guy was a great, big, strong guy. And in his early days on the earth, he would have been, I would say, very... we would say in this country, very thick set. I mean, big, strong arms, big shoulders. But as he got older, he would have put more weight on and, you know, he would have got a little bit rounder in the body. But he's making me also aware here, Nathaniel, that he showed me a pair of glasses that he would have worn and the lens kept falling out on the left eye. Would you know this gentleman at all?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm thinking it might be my friend Jeffrey Sean Poole, and he was a large gentleman, but he only died about 5 years ago at 44. So he was born in 65, and he passed away in 07. So.
Okay. Okay. So it sounds like him, but obviously not with the dementia. But okay, let's sort of try and find out a bit more information from this guy. He's making me aware he had. Nathaniel, that it's funny because I seem to get this problem quite a lot. He's making me aware here that I've got stomach pains here and stomach cramps as well. And he's making me aware here that he's telling me that with these cramps, he would have had hot and cold sweats here, you know, flushes as well. And he's telling me here that
I'm thinking it might be my dad because he's died of stomach cancer.
Right, okay. And would you understand the flushes, almost like the hot and cold sweats with your dad? Would that make sense?
Well, they put in a feeding tube, and, you know, I wasn't exactly sure on his passing. His wife, you know, my stepmom, was, you know, and the stepfamily really not got along that well with me. But,
okay.
You know, he had a lot of, I don't think she really told me about that.
Right, okay, thank you. Okay, well, let's see what we've got here, because... right, okay. Now, I've still got the guy who is quite heavily set here, and he's making me aware here. I'm going to separate them out for you and ask him to sort of step to one side and see if I can work this out. Because I've got one guy, I know you told me his name before, but I've forgotten it already, so excuse me for that, and don't tell me again because I want to work with this guy. He's there, and I've got the gentleman I feel with the stomach problem here who you said could be your dad. He feels to me to be a lot slimmer and, I want to say a lot taller as well, slimmer and taller and a more slender build. And he's making me aware here that he just said he would have had a problem with his shoulder as well, his right shoulder, because I feel here as though I've got mobility problems with my right arm here. Would this make sense with Dad? Would you understand this at all?
You know, he golfed a mean game, you know, a couple of months before his death, or a couple of years anyway.
Sorry, say that again, please, Nathaniel.
He was able to golf pretty well a couple of years before his death. I don't think it was him. I didn't know that he had it, you know.
Oh, right, okay. Because, I mean, I know it's easy for me to say this now because I was literally moving my arm backwards and forwards. And I did hear,
you know, his sister said that he had a bad back.
Right, okay. But
he drive around a lot. I don't know if that's good for your back, but...
Okay, well, what we'll do here then, I'll work what I've got with the evidence I've got, because, I mean, this guy is not letting me forget this pain in my shoulder, and you've mentioned the golf already, but I'll see if I can get a bit more evidence from him, and then we'll find out why he's here. Okay. Now, what I'm working with Dad at the moment, what he's making me aware of here, Nathaniel, is that he's telling me with yourself at the moment that he said it's almost like, you thought you were going in a certain direction in a life, and it's almost like somebody's thrown you a curveball here, and it's almost like he's showing me like the wheels have come off here, and what Dad's making me aware of here is that he said you're almost having these thoughts of giving up on everything that you've ever known, and
lonely and run under. I don't have really good many true friends right now. And I would say that's accurate information because I'm very distraught financially.
Okay. So, sorry, Nathaniel. Let's see if we can get there because I want to give you the evidence from Dad, and then we'll sort of get into that and ask him why he's come through as well. Okay, then. Right. So he's mentioned about you told me about the loneliness and the finances and not many friends as such. But what Dan's telling me here is that it's like I said, with your life at the moment, what he's telling me is it's almost like you're looking to change direction totally. And I'm just trying to get him back again. And he's making me aware here that, you know, you feel like giving up on everything that you're doing at the moment. But he said it's the direction. It's almost like I want to change direction, but I don't know how to change it. And I'm not sure where actually I do want to go. And he's telling me here, Nathaniel, that he said, you... Would it make sense to you if Dad told me that in many ways that people have tried to help in the past in some way, but you've not shunned their help, but you've been proud of trying to do things for yourself and manage by yourself, and you've almost refused help in many respects? Would this make sense to you, Nathaniel?
Possibly, yeah.
Oh, okay, thanks. Because what Dad's telling me here is, he said, there are opportunities out there for you. There are people who want to... give you that help that you need, but he said it's almost like you've, in many respects, you've given up hope as well yourself. Would that make sense?
I would say it's a foggy day.
Right, okay, thank you. Well, all he's telling me here, and I just want to get a bit more evidence, he's telling me here, Nathaniel, is that Dad is telling me that, he said, it's almost like you don't want to get out of bed in the mornings. You've told me it's a foggy day. And what he's telling me here is that you don't really plan for beyond today. And, you know, the world of spirit works in the now. You know, yesterday's gone. Tomorrow hasn't happened. They just work in the now and they, you know, they deal with tomorrow when it happens. But in this case, Dad is telling me that he wants you to start planning further ahead here. And as he brings us in, he's taking me here. Right, okay, thank you. Right, I want to bring your friend back in. I know you told me his name before. I think it was Sean. But as he comes back in here, Nathaniel, he's telling me here that... right, okay. Did you mention the name Sean to me earlier on at all?
Yeah, that was his middle name. I think he wanted to... Because he's calling it a spirit name.
Ah, right, okay. Because I did hear Sean again. But what he's telling me here, Nathaniel, is that... he's telling me that when you guys used to go out, if you went out for a beer or something like that, he said you would talk over issues and problems, and he said you would work them out, and, you know, you sort of put the world to rights. He said, but all that has stopped now, and he said you are sort of bottling up too much and not really getting it out of your system. Would that make sense to you?
Okay, thanks, Sean.
Yeah, and that's all he sent me here is, he said, you're not getting it out of your system. And he said, in many respects, he said, if I may say so as well, that you, it sounds a terrible thing to say, but you're living in the past in many respects, and you don't want to deal with the future or even the present. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And would it make sense as well? Because I feel here that Sean was your, he's telling me here that he, you may have felt that, excuse me, that he was your, you know, your crutch, or, you know, your buddy. But he's telling me here that you were always there for him as well. And he said he was still there for you, Nathaniel. But what he's saying is you just can't go for a beer with him. But he is around you when you go out and about. He said he is listening to you. You can talk to him. You can tell him your problems. But what he wants to do, if he was here right now, and if I may use these words, and please forgive me, they are his words, he said he would kick your butt right now if he was here, because he said... that's what he would do if he was still around. So would that make sense at all to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And all he said is, you are a fine, upstanding man with a lot going for you. And the words he just uses, a lot to live for. And that's what he's saying. And I'm not going into that any further, but he's telling me you've had certain thoughts. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, and he's telling me you've got a lot to live for, and that's what he wants to leave you with. And he said, but you just need to, he wants you to go out and grab life with both hands and shake the world, he said, because that's what you're capable of, he said, but you've got to have that faith in yourself, and that's what he wants to leave you with right now. And more than, I've just asked him to leave me with something else, and I don't know why, but he wants to leave you with a wrench. I don't know why that is. Would that make sense to you at all?
I guess I got a lot of, thing to do, a wrench. I guess I got a lot of tooling to do around the house.
Yeah, that's all he said. He just wants to leave that with you. He said, right. And he just showed me why as well. Because he showed me, you know, when you tighten a nut up, with a wrench. You're telling me here, you know, obviously you would know that that's what you need to do to make things work properly and to stop them falling apart. And what he's doing for you here, Nathaniel, is tightening the nuts up with the wrench. And he said, it's all coming back together for you. That they were Sean's words. It's all coming back together for you. And he just wants to leave that with you and leave his love. And he said, onward and upward. And I don't know if you would understand the name Helen at all. He just said he wants to leave the name Helen with you as well.
Both of my grandmothers were Helen.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll love you and leave you, Nathaniel, and you have a great day, okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Okay, guys, I'm just looking here. I think we've got 917. Marie, if you can take this one, please, in a sec. I'll just find out who we've got. Are you there, 917? Hello? Nope, no 917. Oh, we've lost them. Okay, right. We've got now, is this Paul Walker Spirit? Is this Paul the Savna? Is this Paul True Intentions? Are you there, mate?
I am. How you doing, all right?
I'm not bad at all, mate. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You all right?
Yeah, I'm not bad at all. Now, Paul, this is actually a great opportunity because Marie has not worked with you before. I know I've read for you once or twice. There's a fantastic opportunity, and I don't even mind coming in on the end of it if I tune in with anything, but I'll leave you in the capable hands of Marie, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Over to you, Marie.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. Good evening, Paul. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you, Maria. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, actually. Oh, lovely accent you've got there. Where are you from?
I'm from South London.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. Now, let's have a look. Let's have a look, right, because I'm using tarot cards for this initially, and I'll see what else I get, and then I'll pass you over to Andrew, see what he gets for you as well. Now, I feel as though recently you've had to be on the defensive a little bit. It's kind of like a once-bitten-twice-shy scenario with you. I feel that you've had some difficulties with people in the past, and now, in more recent times, that's left you kind of more cautious around other people. Okay, but I do have the Wheel of Fortune card here with you, and I think it's almost as if, and please do not take this the wrong way, it's almost as if you can cut your nose off to spite your face from time to time. You know, that you're a little bit too defensive. It's like somebody's offering you an olive branch here, and you're not even seeing it, and they're waving it in front of your nose, and you can't actually see the good in people. Does that make sense to you at all, Paul?
Can you repeat that again for us? I didn't quite hear that. It's not very clear.
Sorry, can you hear me now, okay?
Yeah, better, yes.
Okay, so it's like as if things that have happened, life experiences, things that have happened to you and around you in your life as a result of other people's actions have kind of left you a very cautious sort of person.
Yes,
okay, so
yeah.
You're not anybody's fool, let's put it that way, all right?
Yeah.
But maybe sometimes you're a little bit overcautious. And I would even go so far as to say you're a bit stubborn from time to time. And please don't be offended when I say that, because
no,
it's understandable. No. You know, it's understandable the way you act around people now. Now, the Wheel of Fortune is bringing in some new opportunities for you here. I've got the Lover's card. Now, I'm feeling very much as though the Lover's card is bringing choices to you. All right, so I do feel as though there'll be some unexpected twists and turns in your life. I do get the month of September through to October with that. So just be aware around that time that any opportunities that present themselves to you, don't dismiss them straight away, because, you know, dig about a little bit, find out what's really going on with these new opportunities. Okay, I'm actually being shown a spade, like digging some soil, so you need to do some digging. It's kind of symbolic, Paul. You need to do some digging to find out what these opportunities really are bringing to you, and I do feel some good opportunities for you, all right? And I've got the word wealth as well, so it would suggest that it will be beneficial to you financially, all right? So this is going to be unexpected, all right? I also want to say to you that natural justice now, not the legal kind, you know, what goes around comes around. You are going to see a little bit of natural justice, a little bit of karma take effect between now and kind of Christmas time. And I do feel that this is regarding a male, all right? So a male that's perhaps dumped on you, should we say, in the past, is going to get his comeuppance, okay?
Oh, brilliant.
So, and you will feel better about that. You'll feel kind of, it'll restore your faith, if you like, in karma.
Okay.
I'm just going to pull a couple of angel cards for you as well. All right. I do feel some kind of, but you have very, very good intuition as well, Paul. All right. I've got a support card as well, and truth and integrity. I'd like to say to you, you know, always be true to yourself, because you know that you can depend on you, don't you? And, you know that you can trust you. I'm not saying that people around you, you can't. I do feel as though there are people around you you can trust, but you know who those people are now. All right,
yeah.
You've kind of sifted out the deadwood, if you like.
That's it, go with a bit, yeah.
Okay. I also want to ask you to change the pillow on your bed because it's not supportive enough for you, all right?
Okay.
And what I feel is that probably you get a bit of a stiff neck from time to time, and this will be a result of the pillow not being suitable for you, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Have you got any questions at all, Paul?
Yeah, who's attacking me spiritually wise?
Right, okay.
Oh, trying to get my attention.
Right, and okay. I actually don't feel as though this is a spirit. I feel as though this is more of somebody that's down here on the earth plane, if you like, that is perhaps a bit envious of you. And what's happening there is that those envious thoughts are kind of coming towards you. You know, that you're picking up on those subconsciously, and it's kind of making you feel threatened. So do you know about psychic protection at all?
Yeah, I've done all that, yeah.
Yeah, okay, make sure you use psychic protection every day, not just on you, but on your home, around your home, your car and everything else, just to make you feel protected. Filter out all that nonsense. You don't need it around you. What you want to do, you want the nice vibrations coming into your aura and into you. You want the nasty ones filtered away from you. And grounding is very important as well, because you're very intuitive yourself. If you forget to ground yourself, you can go all lightheaded and dizzy and kind of not think straight. And, you know, we've all done that before. So,
yeah.
What I'm going to say to you is, because I know Andrew wants to add something, is lots of love and light, and thank you for your call this evening.
And thank you.
Okay, Andrew.
Okay, thanks, Maria. Right, hi, Paul. How are you doing? Okay.
I'm all thank you, yeah.
Right, okay, just a quick one, Paul, because I know we've got a few more calls to get through. But very quickly, Paul, I've got a lady joining me here, and this lady, first of all, I'm not saying it's her name, but she tells me she connects to the name Nelly. Do you understand the name Nelly at all?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No problem at all. Well, I'll just tell you what I've got. If you can't take the lady, yeah, because you know how it works, mate. It could be for the next caller. But anyway.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Now, this lady, this lady is... Tell you what, she's cooking. I've got the smell of apples cooking before. You know when you cook them, you stew the apples before you make an apple pie? That's what I've got at the moment. But this lady, I felt she was a very willowy lady, quite tall, and she would have had long grey hair. Now, I know lots of ladies get the hair cut off as they get older, but she had very long grey, very thick hair growing down her back. Excuse me. And she's making me aware here that if she didn't choke on something, she had a problem with her throat. I'm being made aware here that I felt that she choked on something, or there was something that... Oh, excuse me. And she's making me, very much aware that there was a problem with her throat here. Would this make sense to you at all, Paul? Would you understand this?
No. Sorry, not Andy.
Right. Okay. Now, I'll just ask her why she's come. Right. Okay, then. Right. Paul, I'm going to leave it there because I actually feel as though she is for somebody else. Literally, very, very quickly, very, very quickly, there's another lady just stepped straight in, and she's a very, very short lady, and I feel as though she is on a grandmother link here, this lady. But I'm also being... Would you understand the name Mavis at all? I know it's not a very common name, but I've got the name Mavis.
Mavis.
Name. Would you understand this?
No, Mavis, where you used to live years and years ago.
Okay, and would you understand her as being quite a short lady, round about 5'2", 5'3", and very slight in build? Because she's making me aware here that she's absolutely jumping up and down to talk to you here. And as she overshadows me, she's telling me here, now you said you knew her years ago, and I've just asked her for some memories here, and she's very, very quick-witted lady, very quick-thinking lady, absolutely sharp as a razor. And what she's telling me here is, Paul, that would you understand this? Would this sort of description fit with the lady that you knew?
Yeah, I knew when I was a kid, but she was a neighbour downstairs.
And would you understand her as quite a short lady, quite slightly built, but very quick?
I was only 5 and 6 years old at the time, mate. I was only very young.
Okay, just very, very quickly, Paul. She's talking about a wheelchair here. Now, have you got a wheelchair?
No, I haven't, no.
Right, okay, don't worry about it. There's no... I'll tell you what I'm being shown here. I'm being shown... what's this? I'm being shown one of these... she's talking about a wheelchair and also about a mobility scooter. Would you... And tell you what she's showing me here. She's showing me... a problem with the wheel here, so you would not understand the mobility scooter either at all.
No, sorry, no.
Well, right, okay. I'll ask her why she's come through then. Right. All I'm being told, right, tell you what she's talking about, Paul. She's telling me here, would it make sense if I said to you that you've got a problem with your legs, with your mobility? Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, don't worry about the scooter or the wheelchair or anything like that, because she's telling me here that you've noticed about... She's saying here that about getting round is being made a little bit more difficult for you recently. Would that make sense?
Yes, I always have done since I've had my accident, yeah.
All right, okay. And all she's saying to me is... Ah, right, this is where she's coming from. Because, as you know, these scooters and wheelchairs are there to assist people. But she's telling me here that you've been a bit... stubborn recently, and she said that you're too proud to ask for help at times. Would this make sense?
Yeah, but I've got no one to ask for help.
Oh, no, that's okay. But all she's telling me is, thanks, mate, but what she's telling me about the mobility side here, she's talking literally about mobility. You know the blue discs on cars?
Yeah, I got one of them, yeah.
Right, okay, that's what she's showing me at the moment, but she's telling me here, she's talking about that, and she's telling me here, and I'm going to talk about finances here, she's telling me that there's something that you're not entitled to financially that you should be entitled to, and you've not been asking the right questions. Would you understand? She's telling me she's been there while you've been either trying to sort an issue out with your mobility allowance. Would this make sense to you?
No, not yet, anyway.
Okay, I'm not going to make it fit, Paul, but that's what she's making me aware of, that the... Either you're entitled to more than you're getting, or there's an issue there that she wants you to sort of tackle and get what's due to you. So can I just leave that with you at all?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that,
pick
Paul.
Up, before you go, you can't pick up who's been sort of like, as Maria said, attacking me or whatever, who's jealous?
No, I mean, that's not what I was tuning into straight away, Paul. I don't tend to work on that level.
Yeah, quickly, on Tuesday I had a headache. I was in bed, yeah?
Yeah.
Someone jumped on the back of me and held me down. And I shoved them off.
What, spiritually, mate?
Spiritually, yeah. And I've had someone in the kitchen and outside pulling on my collar. So I don't know who it is. And I thought maybe someone might have picked up. Maybe there's someone jealous of me again. Why are these people are like, I never know. But I don't know why they're attacking me. It's ridiculous.
Right. Okay, well, I mean, this lady has just said to me here that she said she hasn't definitely not been in your room and jumped on you, but she said she has wanted to make herself known to you, and that's why she's doing that, but she's definitely not been attacking you at all, and sorry, Paul, I can't give you any
advice on that. Okay, thanks for your help.
Okay, Paul, take care. Cheers, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, we're going to quickly go to caller 206 in the US. Are you there, please? 206, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi there. Is that 206, area code 206?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi there. Who am I talking to, please?
My name is Kim.
Kim, have we spoken before?
We haven't.
Okay, right. Kim, thanks for calling in. Anyway, where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Washington.
Oh, wow. Okay, then. So rather, we don't get many from the East Coast at this time of day. Or is that Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
It's Washington State.
Ah, West Coast. A little trick there. Okay, thank you. Right, Kim, I will do my best for you today. And I tell you what, were you listening in earlier on, Kim?
I was.
Okay. Now, this lady with the long, grey, thick hair has come through again. Would you understand this lady at all? She would have had long, thick, grey hair. She didn't get it cut as she got older. And I'm not saying she's your grandmother, but she's of that generation. Would you and there's not many ladies who let their hair grow long when they're older. And she's making me aware that she kept it long even until the day she crossed over. Would you understand this at all, this description of her? If not, that's fine.
Is she alive? Or?
No, she's passed away.
She's passed. No.
Okay, no problem. Well, she's hanging around here. She wants to speak to somebody anyway. So if I can't get that person, it's fine. Thank you. Okay. Now, very, very quickly, because I've got no end of people here, and I just want to get the right one through for you. Okay. Now, oh, this is difficult. Okay, thank you. Right, I've got a man who's just stepped in here because there's quite a lot of competition going on here, isn't it? This gentleman who's just stepped through for me, Kim, this gentleman's making me aware here that he would have passed away with a heart attack, and he's telling me that he would have been, I won't say in his 80s when he passed, and he passed away with a poorly heart, but he's telling me it was his time anyway. It wasn't anything like a bad, you know, a heart that he didn't look after. It was just that that's just what gave out. And he's making me aware here that... even though his heart gave out, he would have passed away in his sleep. It's almost like he just would have passed on. And he's also making me aware that he connects here to the name, I know it sounds like either the surname Giles or the first name Giles, but leaving Giles to one side, would you understand the description of this gentleman at all?
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know really. He had passed of his heart. I know he had a heart problem, but he was...
Right. Would you understand... Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, would you understand where he passed away in his sleep? Would that make sense to you?
I think maybe he did, but I'm not quite sure.
Okay, no problem. I'll see if I can get a bit more from him. Okay, so what straight away he's showing me here, Kim, he's showing me chickens here, and he's been making aware that where he would have lived, there would have either been chickens or chickens kept by people. Would this make sense to you at all?
Yes, that would
okay.
be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and would this be the same gentleman?
It could be, yes, I believe so.
Okay, well, I want to get a bit more of him. But he's also making me aware here. He talked about his heart and passing away in his sleep here. And he's telling me as well, straight away, Kim, that he left, and I can't quite place where he is. Ah, right. Okay. Would it make sense if this gentleman ever said he was a family friend going back in time? Would you understand this?
Maybe,
yeah. Okay. Right, but he's telling me here, because there's two reasons he's come through, he's telling me here that he left money to the family and it never all went where it wanted. But he's telling me here, he said that you have been trying to sort your finances out recently. And he's telling me here as well that he's showing me either a jar where you keep money in a jar, almost like a cookie jar. Would you understand this?
I have coins from... all types of different coins and silver coins and stuff in a little container.
Right, okay. Well, that's what he's showing me at the moment. But he's telling me here, he's making me aware that you feel either somebody has, not just those coins, but somebody has been helping themselves to your money, or they, like say, you've had money going missing. Would this make sense?
Yeah, it has happened throughout my life.
Okay. Well, he just said after me, he just said it's a theme in your life. He said it's almost like he's telling me you should have so much more than you've actually got at the moment. And he said money-wise and gifts-wise and material goods as well. And he said, but what he's telling me is that everything seems to slip through your fingers. And he's telling me people always take advantage of you. Well, do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And what he wants to... tell you here, Kim, I just want to get a bit more evidence from him. Okay. Right, he's telling me here that you've got a sister that you're very close to. Would that make sense to you?
I have a half-sister.
I'm not that good yet. I can't split it up into half-sisters. But would it make sense if I said to you that you're very close to her? Would you understand this?
Well, we don't talk.
Okay,
you know.
So you're not very close then. Okay, then.
Not very close, actually. Well, I mean, I was at some point.
Right, okay, thank you. Well, I'll ask him why he's telling me that, okay? Right, okay. I know you said you don't talk now. and you've told me that. But he's talking here about the need to open, I won't say start the communication again with your half-sister. Because what he's making me aware of here is that he said there was a difference in opinion, and he's telling me here that it's almost like one of you sided with mum and one of you sided with dad, and it's almost like the difference of opinion. He's telling me here that this is all part of the falling out. Would you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And what he's telling me is, he just said to me, he lived to a good age, and he said he hates seeing young families being torn apart. And would it make sense if I said to you that there was, I'm going to use the word, an issue of greed? He's talking about greed here, that there was an argument over possessions and who was entitled to what. Would you understand this as well?
Maybe. There was nothing, really, but I don't know. It was just kind of complicated.
Okay, well, I won't go into that now. But all he's saying is, life is too short, and what he's telling me is that he said two things. He said life's too short, and he said, you know, we need to make amends. And two, he's also telling me here that let's have a quick look. He's also making me aware here that he said there's changes around your job situation at the moment, and he's making me aware here that you're either looking at moving on, or where you are at the moment, you're not content where you are, and you're looking to start afresh and start again. Would that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay, and he said he's been watching what's going on, and he's making me aware here of a supervisor around you at the moment, and he's making me aware here where you feel as though you've been treated unfairly, but he said you are not entirely blameless. Would that make sense to you?
Somewhat, mm-hmm.
Okay, and what he's also telling me here is he said, you're not telling me all of the truth here, are you? So he said, all he wants to leave you with at this moment is, he said, the time is right to move on. The time is right to move forward in your job. He said, but there's a lot of other changes coming up around you at the moment. But he's telling me the friends that you've got at the moment, he said, there's one true friend around you at the moment that you treat like a sister, or is like a sister to you. Would that make sense?
Yes, but he's a guy. The guy.
Oh, okay, right, okay. Well, that doesn't mean to say you can't treat him like a sister. Okay. But what I'll say to you there is, Kim, that this gentleman's telling me to keep your friends close to you, he said, because your friends will be there for you when your family haven't been there for you. And he said you've lent very much towards your friends when family haven't been there. And all he said is, please, please keep them close. He said they will always be there for you. And if I can leave his love with you, is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. And we will speak soon here. Now you've spoken to me once, I know you will phone in again. It's not as bad as your first thought. And I know we'll talk again, Kim, okay?
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, that is it. Maria, believe it or not, I think we've run out of callers. The last one disappeared off the face of the earth. So, and do you know what? The hour goes absolutely nowhere. So what we're going to do, we've got 5 minutes left, and we're going to play us out with our last song. Ken, if you do that, please, and then we'll say a quick goodbye before we all go for this week, and then we'll have a chat at the end, Maria, okay?
Lovely.
Ken, if you could play us out with this, Heather Small, please.
Hey, lad.
I look into the window of my mind. Reflections of the fears I know. Step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop me now. Then you can do the same. Yeah. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never. Thank you.
realize that true question is how we grow. True question is to grow. So I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop me now. You can.
Hello, are you still there, Maria?
I certainly am.
Ken, are you still there? No. I tell you, you haven't got access to the chat room here, Maria, but there was a real weirdo in there tonight.
Really?
Honest to God, he's got on the, I shouldn't even say it, the talking load of nonsense, da-da-da, crap, effing and blinding, and then all money goes to crap, it's F all you niggers, things like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Charming.
But he's gone now. I think he got ignored by everybody.
Good.
And I was, do you know why do people even come to chat rooms and put things on like that?
Some nasty pieces of work about, isn't there?
Do you know, that's the first time I've actually texted you and said some real weird energy there tonight, and I've just looked at that now, and let's just put,
it's, I mean, to me, that's just a complete waste of energy when people behave like that. And I actually feel very sorry. But people like that are more to be pitied than hated. And I actually send love and light to that person.
Yeah.
So, you know, and healing.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think the show was still on there. I thought it had finished.